Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear a discussion between a tutor and an education student called Sandy about the student's dissertation. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hello, Sandy. How have you been getting on with your dissertation?
Fine. And I've been working hard on the various action points we agreed on our last tutorial.
Do you want to talk me through what you've done?
Yeah, sure. Well, we agreed on three main targets for me to aim for. The first one was to find out about suitable data analysis software.
Yes.
And what I decided to do was to look through catalogues specialising in IT.
That's a good idea. What did you come up with?
I found the names of two promising ones.
Right.
But I also thought it'd be worthwhile talking to a lecturer.
Oh, right. Who did you see?
Jane Prince. Do you know her? She's in the computer centre?
Yes, of course. She's the new head.
Yes, well, she was very helpful.
Oh, that's good. Did she suggest anything in particular?
Yeah, she recommended software called VVAT and said I should book up for a couple of practice sessions using VVAT.
Great. I'm sure you'll find them useful.
And, of course, the second target was to draw up a survey checklist, which...
Yes, you emailed me it last week.
Have you had a chance to look?
Of course. I think it's good. Very much on the right lines. I'd say your first two sections are spot on.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't suggest that you change anything there, but in section three, you really do need to have questions on teaching experience.
Yeah, I was thinking that section looked a bit short.
Right.
And my third target was do further reading on discipline.
Oh, yes. I mentioned a couple of writers, didn't I?
Yes. Well, I got hold of the Banerjee, and I thought that was excellent, but I'm afraid I didn't manage to get hold of the essays about classroom management.
Mm.
You know, the ones by Simon Erickson. The bookshop said it was out of print, and the library doesn't have a copy.
Oh, right. And I'm afraid I've lent my copy to another student.
Mm.
What I suggest you do is try the library again. This time, apply for it through the service called Special Loans. Have you done that before? You're entitled to 6 books a year.
Yes, no problem. That's what I'll do.
So, lots of useful work done.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
So let's look at some new targets. We'll start by having a chat about your chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
I very much enjoyed reading it. Your written style is very clear, and you've included lots of interesting descriptions of education in your target area. I've just got a couple of suggestions for some additional work.
Of course. Could I just ask, what do you think I should call it?
Well, I'd go for something like context review. What do you think?
Well, short and to the point.
Exactly. Now, as regards specific areas to work on, I'd be quite interested to have a few more statistics about the schools in the different zones.
Oh, that wouldn't be a problem. I can get them from the internet.
Great. And although you did make a reference to quite a few different writers, I think you should aim to cite more works written later than 2000.
OK, that's more difficult, but I can try.
Mm-hmm.
When do you want that done by?
Oh, it's not urgent. I should aim for the end of term. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I think you should also be thinking about Chapter 2.
Should I be drafting it already?
No, but I think you should note down its main sections.
Yes. You know, I always find that the hardest part...
I always find it helpful to put some ideas on index cards.
Yeah.
And then you can sort them and even lay them out on the floor. It's a real help.
Well, I'll certainly try it. Okay. When would the deadline be for that?
My advice would be to get it done before you embark upon the research. You can always change it later if you need to.
Okay, I'll get going on that then.